Welcome to PubTech in Review, led by Vidazoo, a video monetization platform focused on creating high-end video products for digital publishers. This podcast is dedicated to building a community and uncovering the subjects that matter most to digital publishers. Join us as we break down and explore industry policy, expert opinions, monetization technologies, and programmatic industry's future. PubTech in Review.
Hello everyone and welcome to another PubTech in Review session where we explore the intersection of publishing technology and digital innovation. As always, I'm Ty, and today we are delving into a topic that's at the forefront of every publisher's mind, securing the digital frontier. Ad fraud has been a real headache for publishers, and one can easily understand why it would take advertisers off. For advertisers, it would be like pouring budgets into a black hole. Money spent on ads that never really reach real humans, but get gobbled up by bots. I mean, how would you feel if your entire ad budget was spent on fake humans? For publishers, fraud has not only eaten up revenues, but has ultimately created long-term damage between them and advertisers. At the end of the day, advertisers want to invest in quality inventory and get their ads in front of genuine audiences. And when it doesn't happen, we have a problem.
PubTech in Review, led by Vidazoo.
Joining me is Jeff Stupé, Vice President of Strategy at Human, one of the world's leading experts in combating digital ad fraud, malvertising, and ensuring data integrity. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jeff, I'd like to kick off our conversation by talking about invalid traffic. The landscape of invalid traffic is always changing. Could you share how the definition and scope of IVT has changed over the last few years?
Definitely. So invalid traffic is a little bit beyond just bots. So oftentimes folks think, hey, IVT, is this a bot or is it not? That's definitely a part of it. It's part of what goes into the calculus, but it's basically two main categories in terms of how we break down IVT. The first is GIVT or general IVT. And that's basically everything that could be kind of categorized into a very common bot. So it could be benign things, so not necessarily something that's doing bad on your site. So it could be like a crawler, like Google or something, scraping your site. That's a very common list. It's something that's available and is kind of a baseline that needs to be applied for any IVT protection. And this is mandated by the MRC, which is the accreditation group for all IVT vendors. The second is SIVT or sophisticated IVT. This is really where kind of the magic happens between different IVT vendors and where we find things that are truly unique. So this is where we're focusing very specifically on fraud, fraud in different media types. And this is kind of a differentiator between different protections that are out there. In terms of like how things have changed, the second part of your question, I think that there's a couple of large kind of overall themes that have caused IVT to change, or basically the landscape in which we detect it. The first is really just the rise of new media types. So, you know, the first obvious one is mobile and the shift towards apps and everything. Obviously, this one is one that's been around, but obviously it changes the attack vectors that we see and that we need to protect. Something that's more recent is the rise of CTV. This is an environment that presents its own unique challenges. Oftentimes, IVT vendors are relying on JavaScript signal. It's a much richer way to get signal than if you only have sort of a pixel or something else like that that would only be available in CTV. So CTV has its own challenges in terms of like the ability to get really rich signal. As we look at some of the other emerging media types, such as audio, in-game, and others, where they're really in their infancy, but they have the potential to grow just like CTV. This is another area where it presents unique challenges. I would say another real change in the landscape is really around the impact of privacy changes. I'm sure, like in your opener, you mentioned that, you know, landscape is changing. And really, I'm sure that most podcasts that many people listen to are around privacy, the changes here, sandbox and things like that. While a lot of the more recent changes that we're seeing, the loss of cookies and inside of 2024 and others, don't really directly impact IVT, they're an indication of a larger trend towards going towards reducing the amount of signal that's available for any IVT vendor. And so these are things that we need to be cognizant of as this industry and as this landscape changes. So,
as a follow-up to that question, what are the most effective strategies for detecting and mitigating IVT today?
Here at Human, the approach that we often recommend to our customers is basically a twofold approach of both pre- and post-bid verification. So what I mean by that is post-bid is everything that happens after the transaction, after the bid has been won. That would be basically signal that's collected directly from the environment where the ad is run, whether that's, you know, a desktop app, a web app, or a CTV environment. But this is all transacted after the bid. So in these instances, we're providing clients with data after the fact, and then they need to make adjustments in order to prevent buying that inventory in the future. We recommend coupling this post-bid data with also a pre-bid solution where we are feeding in post-bid data and then leveraging basically machine learning models, AI models to predict whether an impression that's about, or sorry, whether a bid request that's about to go out is going to be for inventory that we would consider to be a bot or some other kind of IVT. And so that's more of a predictive solution. So the ultimate recommended solution that we at Human often implement with our customers is a combination of a pre- and post-bid protection.
And your pre-solution actually works in real time? Is that how it's done?
Yes, exactly. So we have a very tight SLA for a response time, and how the way that most of our customers work with our product, that product is called MediaGuard, is that before they actually submit their bid, they will ping MediaGuard to say, hey, MediaGuard, here are some details about the bid request that I'm about to purchase or that I'm about to send. Can you give me back your opinion about this based on the parameters that we've sent over? And then that was all transacted in, you know, sub 10 millisecond time.
That's pretty incredible tech. Let's move on to data verification. It's undeniably crucial in digital advertising. And in your view, why is it so important for advertisers and publishers?
Well, I mean, this is an ecosystem and we're all in this together. You know, as you said, we have a number of different people that are listening to this podcast, be it publishers, advertisers, or tech in between. And for all of this to work together, it's vital for ensuring accuracy and reliable data sources that we focus on quality assurance, you know, precise audience targeting, because all of these things help us to create an ecosystem that works well for everyone, whether you're an advertiser and you are focused on data verification from a real-time campaign optimization perspective, or your tech in between, such as Human, where we're focusing on this from a fraud detection perspective or a compliance perspective with privacy regulations. Or even if you're a publisher and you basically are out there selling the trustworthiness of your inventory and promoting transparency to, you know, ultimately drive revenue, but to basically show that you are an honest contributor to this ecosystem. So I think all of that starts with data verification and ensuring that, you know, we have that across the ecosystem.
There must be a huge set of challenges in ensuring the data is accurately passed from publishers to advertisers. Could you maybe discuss some of these challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's definitely a number of these. You're right. I would say, you know, I'd be remiss to not mention the deprecation of third-party cookies within 2024. You know, obviously, this is affecting directly exactly what you said, that passive information. from publishers up to advertisers. From a fraud and IVT detection, it's not something that we've historically used or need to use to have this, but or to basically provide that protection. But it ultimately reduces the available signal and is a trend of probably what's to come as privacy continues to be important. I would say around that, additionally, the rise of the walled gardens and where that spend is also provides trouble, because a lot of times the data within those platforms is not readily available and not as available as the programmatic ecosystem. And, you know, we're often relying on reporting directly from those walled gardens in order to kind of make decisions, whether it's about, again, campaign optimization, whether it's about fraud or anything else in the ecosystem. So that lack of access to direct data on those platforms is definitely troubling and creates challenges. You know, there's also just an overall lack of standardization, which, you know, we see from media type to media type to platform to platform. And it makes it tough to basically have a standardized approach. Obviously, there's a lot of work that goes in with groups like MRC and IAB, and they do a great job putting together standards. And standards are one thing, adoption is another thing. And, you know, as we've seen with basically how long it's taken to adopt many of these good standards that have been put into place, it creates challenges from, you know, basically an inventory quality perspective as things are rolled out and, you know, adopted, I would say, slowly.
Now, I know malvertising is a big topic and something that's really close to you. Could you give us an overview of what it is and how it works?
Definitely. Malvertising is definitely near and dear to my heart. I actually was a co-founder in a malvertising company called Clean that was purchased by Human at the end of 2022. So that's how I arrived here at Human. The way I like to think about malvertising is really basically complementary to IVT. So when we think about the threats that happen with malvertising, all the threats often come through ad creatives and affect the users on the page. And ultimately, the folks that suffer from the results of malvertising attacks, which are things like redirects, pop-ups, other bad user experiences, are the users and then directly the publishers. When we think about the other side of the house in terms of IVT, most of that is focused on advertisers and making sure that they're not putting ad dollars into properties, into environments where there's fraud happening. And so really, if you want to protect the entire ecosystem, you need to protect from IVT. And you need to protect from malvertising. It's basically two sides of the coin of this ecosystem.
How is working with a partner like Vidazoo beneficial in addressing these issues of IVT, verification of data, and malvertising?
It's very beneficial. I mean, just the fact that we're here on this podcast, and you know, Utah, who represents Vidazoo, feel that, you know, having these conversations are necessary. And, you know, like I said, this is an ecosystem and we need collaboration in order to fight fraud. You know, whether that's collaboration with other folks in the industry that are potentially our competitors or industry groups or our partners. So, you know, Vidazoo is an integrated client with Human. But really, it doesn't stop at that integration. Fighting fraud is, you know, not a one-stop thing and then we're done. It's a constant battle where it's a red team, you know, versus black team event. And so in order to properly fight that, we need to be partnered with clients who also care enough to be able to support us in that fight. And what does that really actually mean? It means helping us deploy new changes, new tech, new integrations. You know, I talked a little bit earlier about media types and new things that are coming out, and Vidazoo is very focused on video aspects and has unique integrations there. And so working together with Vidazoo is important to us because it helps us access some of these new integrations and understand, the types of fraud and then types of opportunities for exploitation that could happen in these environments. And so, you know, again, I would just go back to, you know, not only being a partner and obviously having confidence in us as an IVT vendor and as a protection vendor, but basically as a partner in this fight.
You know, hearing you makes it absolutely clear that safeguarding from these, can call them security challenges, needs a certain type of expertise. And it's really great to see what you guys are doing in this space. What's the future looking like for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we think about, again, some of the privacy changes, that's definitely one of the main things that we're looking at is really the privacy changes and AI. And I'll address kind of both of those separately. In terms of AI, I think, you know, it goes back to that red team versus black team fight, you know, where before a lot of the efforts are, you know, basically what this fraud looks like is some bad actor creates some bad code, creates a botnet or something. And then we on the other side are going out and creating code, creating models to go find and stop those things. Whether it's malvertising, whether it's IVT, it's virtually the same process. AI is basically just going to supercharge it on both sides. So, you know, they'll be able to write more advanced code, launch more advanced threats, and then we'll have to deploy the same tech to be able to combat that and to hopefully get ahead of them. So the game is still the same. The tools are changing. So that's definitely one thing that we're looking at. And the second is with privacy. So, you know, again, I said earlier that the cookies is not really something that's alarming or you know, a significant threat to our IVT detection. However, you know, a lot of the overarching privacy changes, such as the concatenation of IP address, user agent, and all of these things will start to impact our ability to, you know, service from a fraud perspective. What we're looking at doing around that is really focusing on first party data, on client side data, on integrations with publishers through platforms such as prebid.org, where we have created a task force and we're working closely with the team at Prebid to help define an infrastructure for measurement within that framework. So measurement, not just for the purpose of human, but you know, any measurement company, especially from a security perspective, because as a lot of these privacy changes go into place, the core source of truth will always still be on the environment where the ad ultimately runs. Obviously we have integrations there through many of our partners, but you know, we're going to continue to focus on direct integrations and paths that give us really good first-party data or first-party access.
Jeff, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your insights.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ty, for taking the time. And, you know, it's been awesome.
The fight against ad fraud and journey towards becoming a more secure advertising ecosystem is definitely ongoing. Vigilance, innovation, and collaboration between all the parties involved will be key to making this work. For publishers, embracing the challenges head-on not only protects the platforms that they work so hard to build, but also ensures the integrity of the space for advertisers and users. Let's continue to lead with transparency and push for a safer internet. Until next time, keep navigating the digital frontier with curiosity and resilience. See you soon.
PubTech in Review.